do not have to do with Nat Barnat. Then tomorrow the Minu Mar Mekomas, we start the Sugya of Nat Barnat. And the Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph and the Sugya's Shulchan Aruch Tzadihei Bili Nena. Okay, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. It's primarily a Shulchan Aruch day. Tomorrow we primarily Gemara and the Rishonim. Okay, I have to remember. Key. Simen Sadi Dalid. We're just finishing up Siv Beis, which we almost finished. Pischei Tshuva, Siv Katan Dalid. Shulchan Aruch, if you recall, quotes a question, put the spoon in twice, it's a problem. Twice shishim. And most of the Yesh Omrim, the Sagi b'Pamachas shishim, v'chein noagim. What's the pshat? Says the Shach and Sivkot and Vav explains. Ha-Biposkim sevir lehu de bedorah han-belua lo amina chaticha nasa nevela. That's in Sadi Chesif A. And the Trumas Hadeshin relies on that reason. And even though we're Machmer over there, here we can be more Makel for a bunch of reasons. So the Pischei Tshuva writes over here, Sivkot and Dalit. The Metchila Tzorach Shishim Negat Kol HaCholov. Excuse me, I'm in the wrong place. Kosa Sebe Chamuri Daniel. Then tochvu l'kdeir of haya shishim. V'chakach tochvu l'kdeir acheretz v'lo haya shishim. V'chakach chozev tochvu l'rishona. Whoa, this is a riot. This is almost a comedy. What's going on over here? Guy takes a kaf, puts it into a kdeir which has shishim. Okay, so nothing happened. No, right? No harm, no foul, nothing happened. V'chakach tochvu l'kdeir acheretz v'lo haya shishim. Uh-oh. So now there's a problem. Then put it back into the first one. Now you're going to require twice shishim because you put it in twice. But wait a minute, the Ramah just got through saying that you don't need twice. So what's the trat over here? Oh. So Mishnah is like this. The second kedera is a problem because it wasn't shishim. We apply the principle chaticha nasa nevela, and the kaf absorbs from the second kedera which didn't have shishim. Okay, now we need an additional shishim in the first kedera which is put for the second time to be mevatel it. It's not the same as you just took it once, twice, then we make it. Here it's worse. Did it once, okay. You put it into another kedera, which didn't have shishim, and now you put it back into the first one, so there was an additional iser, you put it into the second one, to require the second time shishim. Okay, this is what it says over here in the Pischei Tshuva. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, if there was shishim in the second kedera? Watch this. Shishim, okay. Shishim. Shishim. Back to the first one. It's clearly implied by the Pischei Tshuva. That's not a problem. Only problem is if it's in the no shishim in kedera B. If there is shishim in kedera B, it's not a problem. Why? So according to the Truma Sadeshen, it's okay. Why? Because what was absorbed in the second kedera, what's the case over here? I both said, go back. Talk of kaf b'kedera shnei pom. Okay, so what's the case? Going back to the very beginning, just to give us a little. The kaf is milchiks, and the kedera is fleishiks. Okay, that's the classical case that it starts with. Okay, so he picks up in the first era. Okay, now goes into the second kedera. Even though it's batel b'shishim, it's true, but some basar does come in to the milchik kli. So why aren't you worried about that? The answer is, it's not nasa nevela. But according to the pasuk we spoke about last time, the Gra and the Prima Godim, that you require twice shishim. Why? What was the Esvar Lekula? You may recall that Esvar Lekula was in the case that they were describing, which keeps going in the same Kedera. It's not Shayach Min Bishayinom, you know? Remember that? So it's by definition the same Min. Once you go into a second Kedera, then already the possibility of Min Bishayinom exists, and therefore it would be a problem. This leads us to the conclusion that the Pesach Shuva is relying on the Svara of the Truma Sedeshin, which is not exactly the same as the Shach of Kotten Vav says. He sounds like he Afal Gav the Kayamal and Hosam the Chumra. The Shach doesn't want to rely on the Truma Sedeshin, but the Pesach Shuva seems to be relying upon it. Just a little bit of a Ha'ara that we spoke about last time. Now about science in Siv Gimel. Now we're starting new stuff. If you have Shishi Levatel Hakaf Hakdera Vatavshil Mutorim. Very nice. What about the spoon itself? The spoon itself. You took a milchig spoon and you put it into a fleshig pot. Very nice that there's 60 times the volume of the calf in the of the milchig calf in the chicken soup. But this calf itself, by definition, Avol Hakaf Asura, Beinim Bosar, Beinim Cholov. The fishy blua mi basa the cholov. You have a milchik spoon which absorbed from a whole ton of chicken soup. For sure you can't use it for anything. Not for basa, not for cholov. I feel a bit the evidence, Saris, im chazer v'tachavua, bein b'basa, bein b'cholov. Because basa b'cholov is treif. Not he put it into basa, it's treif, put it into cholov, it's treif. Kol zman shehi bas yom. We only ask if it's within 24 hours. Fine. V'im ein shishim. There's no shishim, Rabosai, in the chicken soup compared to the spoon. Hakol osur bahano. Afilu akadera. Achmutu l'seis tocha peiros otzonein kevan she'eno nana migufa iser. In other words, there's an iser hano on the balua in the pot. So if you cook in the pot, even water is no good. But to put in oranges, you know, you are getting from the metal of the kli, but not from what's balua inside, that would be permissible. Ad kan the mechaber siv gimel says the Taz siv kotten gimel. Aval akaf asura v'lo arminon the masha nitchav kvar hoye kahave kagola. Whoa, let it be agola. Can you imagine that? You put the milchik spoon into the chicken soup. So the chicken soup pulled out all the milchiks. So now it's already a kosher spoon. Nah. Tiretz v'agol sharei duro. Hagolah tzricha rosh and shemala resicha. For hagolah we pass and require boiling water. Well, in iser oser rak im, or even if we say, yatza lettuce bo. Oh, dosa limiti. Two reasons why we don't consider it to be the insertion into the hot chicken soup to be hagolah. One, it's not hot enough. And two, people are going to become confused. People become confused. Fine. This is what it says in the Taz himself. So what will happen if this chicken soup happens to be boiling? It is boiling. It can be a case where it's boiling. In some cases it's boiling. So what do you say about that? If it's boiling, what if it's really boiling? So the Taz says over here, Kuchus ha-smak, let it be no problem. In other words, it may have come in at one point in boiling water. The ode, also the miti, hecha shalotokav ki miktas. You're going to get confused. You're going to get confused. That's why we do not allow this to be considered to be a hagola, even in a case where it actually is Rosakas, where it's boiling. In all cases, we are machmir. That's what it says. Fine. You put it in pot, don't be matter the whole thing. Good. Narabosai, as the Numar Makomas indicate, we have one more source in this important sif, which is the Shach Sif Kotten Yud. Let's look together slowly in the Shach Sif Kotten Yud. What does Shulchan Aruch say? We say you have this kaf, this spoon, which absorb basa b'cholov. It's asur, and if you put it in something else, it's going to asur as long as it's a ben yom. Pirish. Mishas ha-tchiva. the time you put the milchika spoon into the flesh, into the chicken soup, less than 24 hours have lapsed. Abba, afilu, eino bas yoma misha shel bishul b'cholof. Even if 24 hours have elapsed from the time that you cook the spoon in milk. Kevan shehoyse bas yoma b'shas tchiva rishona nasis nevela. V'oseras hachakach afilu di'evet im hi bas yoma b'shas tchiva u'poshedu. It's a timeline over here. You use this spoon to cook milk. Let's take right now. 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock he cooks milk. Okay? At 5 o'clock, it's time for supper. He took the milk of the spoon and puts it into the chicken soup. Whoa! You know, might have made chicken soup, leftovers from Shabbos, you know, say Sunday supper. 5 o'clock, he puts it into. Oh, it's bad news. Now, tomorrow is a little bit of a later lunch. It's, you know, at 3 o'clock, he inserts that spoon into some other pot. So the shach, it's poshut and it's also. Why? The milk in the spoon has already become eno ben yomo at 12 o'clock. Now it's 2 o'clock. So what's the problem? It's 26 hours later. No. We measure the 24 hours from the 5 o'clock when he put it in at supper time in the chicken soup. So says the shach of kot yud. Isa v'heta says it a few times. Darkei Moshe. Against the Bach, who says, Bipshitus lehepech, uposhidu de tosu. Wow, that's pretty strong language. That the Bach simply made a mistake. As the Bach made a mistake. Whoa. Avlameno basyoma bishas at chiva shnia, hakomutte. He uses it, he put it today at 5 o'clock and tomorrow at 6 o'clock, then everything's mutter. Nay, the nice of the veil, and we come from Hash the Nos and Town of Gam, Umutu. Abavada the Chatkhila, Osla Tokfa, Philip Shadvaram, Philip Batsyoma, came with the nice of the veil of the Tchila. We don't use Kder Shane Batsyoma, Xer Otto Ben Yoma. We all know that. So the Ran is, the Shach is rather straightforward, going initially. Good. Says Rabbi Kivega, wait a minute. He's dumping on the Bach. Hey, am I Rabbi Kivega? Not so fast, mister. Not so fast, Rabbi. Not so fast. Lav poshet. Why? To abosor shenas and avela bekaf mehabalua cholov shebekaf. Okay. Mikol makom hacholov nifga. 24 hours since the cholov was used initially. The cholov becomes pogum. The kaver the basar shenasa nevela mecholov eino oser habasar shemivashlim toch meisres metchivazu the ein hanesa bechule. Our old friend, if you guys still haven't taken the bechini yet, I'm reminded. Ein hanesa, that was the bechule. You know I love the bechule. Who wants to remember by heart? Finish the sentence. So the Rabbi Kivega says, not only be mokom, which reminds me of pigle, not only be mokom, but bizman she'ein ha'is to yochel le'elech sham. I mean, it could be yolech sham, but it's pogum. So you have over here, let's chazer again. He cooked right now, 12 o'clock, he cooks milchiks. He puts it into tonight for dinner. At 5 o'clock, he puts it into chicken soup. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, he puts it into, wait a minute. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, that cholov from today at 12 o'clock is command the lesser dummy. It's no sound of God. So even though the basar, the cholov is in that spoon, ain't a nes, I'm paraphrasing, ain't a nes a yochol es ala bizman, she says yochol el shom, but it's not pogum. She vega! Wants to defend the Bach against the Shach, and said he's pushing that he's wrong. Yes, sir.
The answer is within 24 hours. Is it the Basar B'Cholov?
That's true. But it takes two to tango. It takes Basar and Cholov to create Basar B'Cholov. And since the Cholov became Pogum, so now the only surviving Tam L'Shvach is Basar.
Is it the Hechef Shadot?
True. But the ches of basar v'chalav is now composite two parts, basar and chalav. What'll happen if you tease one away from the other? So the Taz Paskins and Kufes of Kod Yud Gimel, that we apply the principle of Eina Nesar even to basar v'chalav. Again, it's the shach. And we saw the row of possible like the Taz over here. You separate the milk out from the meat, it's not a problem. So the here too, you separate it out, not by physically separating it out, but by the chalav becoming pavum that doesn't exist. So says the Rebbe Vega to defend the Bach. Wow. If you got to have a defense attorney, I'd pick up Rebbe Vega, even though he never went to law school. Up there, Rebbe Vega, what a gewaldig defense. The Shach says, push it, it's a mistake. And all of a sudden, Rebbe Vega says, not so fast. Not so fast. It sounds like it should be permissible. Yeah. And then he quotes as a source for this, Rabbi Osai, I'm sorry, even the green book doesn't go this far. He goes this far, what does he say? Gam l'inyan nosen tam l'fgam amin and kain. K'mosh akos l'v'ram mo, simen kuf lam adalid, sif yud beis. Okay, we have to get on the Shulchan Aruch and see what the Rabbi Kivag is quoting. Since no one has it, we'll get it on the screen. Just get me on, Binyamin, just get me on a little bit. Once that, I'm trying to be a little bit independent. Yes, sir. Ah, very good, very good. The shach l'shitaso, the shach denies ein anesa by basar v'cholav. It's simin kufes if kot yudzayin, a famous lengthy shach, and therefore the shach over here thinks that a push that it's also very good. But then the bach could be defended if he agrees perchance with the son-in-law. The taz, it happens once in a while, so maybe we'll see soon. Once in a while, so we'll see soon. But this is what. While we're getting the on the screen, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. This Rabbi Kivag makes your point, Sammy. Ulai Savar Ashach, the Linisa Bosa Bachal of Lar Minan, Linizay and Anessa. So let's put it Ulai. We know that the Shach Lashitas, Rabbi Kivag didn't know that. So Ulai, what's he saying? Ulai? Okay? Ulai. Yeah? So it's we Pashas the Dava Pashas that he holds that way. As we know, in Simon Kufay again, Sif Koton, Yud Zayin. Okay? There's a little bit of a problem. What is the Bach's position in this matter? So the Bach has, there seems to be two different positions. I'm not going to go into the details right now, but just to give you Maror Mekaymes, the Bach and Simon Tzadi Beis Vav seems to hold that way, as opposed to Simon Kufay Siv Zayin, where he seems to learn Pshat as the son-in-law, the Taz. So he's Mesupik. Even if it's Mesupik, so the Bach is a little bit of a problem, because the Bach didn't just make a statement over here, but the Bach said that it's pshitus lehepach, not so pashut, should have been shulchan aruch, because it should have been dependent upon the shadow, which is, the Bach has expressed two contradictory opinions. He shouldn't have said the word pashut. That's a bit of a time. Shulchan aruch, you're there, yeah. Rabbi Kivega quote kuf lamed dalid sif yud beis. Let's see what Rabbi Kivega means. But he tells you over here that eina nesa does not only apply to b'makom but also to zman. Kuflam Adal Yud Beis. That's what he's called. Let's see if we can find it. Yud Beis. There we go. Let's see if we can find it. Okay, let's read together. A little bigger. Okay, thank you. Sif Yud Beis. Good, good, that's good. There we go. Thank you. Let's see what it says. Chometz Yayin Shalakam. Pogim Mutarim. Mashbichin, fine. This halacha, yayin shebehem haben lefgam, you don't need shishim, which Rabbi Kivag understands to mean, presumably, that you apply the principle of Eina Nesar in a case where it becomes pogum. Right? Bizman. That's how I understand that line that Rabbi Kivega is referring to. Good, we're not going into the pratim right now. I just wanted to show you, look it up yourself later on and see more be'ian what Rabbi Kivega is driving at. Let's go a little bit further. And that is, Rabbi Osai here, in the Prima Gona. Prima Gona is what I asked you to see also in the Makar Makomas, which is very fascinating. Take a look. In the Shach here, Sif Seidas, Sif Koton Yud. We're not going to read the first half. We can't read everything. It's a little too long. We're going to read the second half. Umay de Kasha. The question which is raised on both sides. We'll see soon. Just pick it up in the middle. Mimad de Kasha v'isavehetta orach v'dake Moshe. Gam bi'atmo yiksha ha'achol av nasa nevela. Omar. Kiva machloka shenuyim. Ayin v'simin kufhei b'shach sivkon yudzayin. V'taz osu yud gimel. That's exactly the machloka we just made reference to a minute ago. Dim nomar de Kasha nifra de gamrei. Avbosa b'chol av chosel lehetero. That's the Taz. V'efshe l'sochto. Heinekos man shemashu nishirin shem be'orich. That's one opinion. V'harosh v'avodazara perikei simen vav. V'atois v'sham. I guess samach vav. Mechlal kosvu. The nosin tam lefgam b'pesach shori. Ah. It's v'ibut even on Pesach. Ukefi anir memutas diri harosham. The afrahu umashu leka. Who else do we see says Afra? There are all, right? We said there are all said that Lefkam is Afra. It's nothing. You don't need Bittul. Pesach is no Bittul. We don't, Bemashu. Don't need Bittul if it's no Slav Lefkam. Im Kain, Hatur Barachayim Simetop Mem Zayin, the Pesach, no Sintam Lefkam Shori, the Mashu Lekha. Hu Adin Kan, Kevin Shenifsad Abosal Legami, Lo Nesar. Vashach, as you said, Sam, Lishitose, Simon Klufes, Os Yudzayan, the Nesayu and Shom. So he's saying over here, this idea that Elabizman, Shisi Asiyahol Elosham, is presuming that when something is Nos and Tam Lefgam, there's no need to resort to Bittel, because if you resort to Bittel, it means something did go through, did go in, it's become Bittel. No! In my Pesach, where there is no Bittel, the principle applies nonetheless. Umidake Moshe and Raya. You pasuk v'orachayim, nos and tam lefgam bePesach is asur. The mashu hava lo afra. K'moshe kosta v'rashi b'tshuva tatzat. U'mishemachi oser kan af shelo hoya ben yomei b'bliya alef u'kedam oran. Ah, even if you'll say Rabosai like the Taz, that the principle of ein aneser applies to basa b'cholov. Very nice. You have no right to extend it to nos and tam lefgam. You know why? Because the Kohen to the Ramah, Nos and Tam Lefkam means, and we'll get to it, Barichas and Kuv Gimel, is that the Isur is there, but it's Batel. Pesach is no Bittel, it remains Asur. Okay, but if the Isur is there, principle of Ein Aneser doesn't apply. Something is there. Ah, Meriduk. If he's there, Mayan Bechus Pesach, B'mokon Avram, B'mokon Shein Minik HaMekel, B'mokon Nos and Lefkam, Lo Hifsit. The maker that not lap the fgam is Afra Bialma. Hayamokum Loma Behesit Maruba. It's our Godol. Lahakal Khan. Even though Chomets were Macha, because of the Chomets. Here we're not talking about Chomets. Sharisi Babach. Sadi Bez Vav. Hiski Ladina. The Nifrad Osir Bosa Bechalav. Kishach Simakufei. Oh, that's bad news. Because we wanted to defend the Bach. That he holds like a son-in-law to Taz, but in Sadi Bez he argues with a son-in-law. Oh, the Avshem is Simon Kufes of Ches, Kosev Tiritz Rashal, Shemashakosev Atur, Bosa Bechol of Gvina Bebosa. If you recall, that's the Taz's explanation. Yikoma Kom Kasha, a Kosev Sheh Poshet, what I told you before. The Bach shouldn't have said Poshet. It's not so Poshet. It's not so Poshet. It depends upon the Shalom. Upon which the Bach expressed two differing and conflicting opinions. Ah, shouldn't have said it's Poshet. Fine. This is what he says. Ad kan rabosai, the thrust of the Prima Gaon. Let's go back for a moment to the Rebbe Akiva. Okay, so it's beautiful. Mamash beautiful. Back to Rebbe Akiva. Back to Rebbe Akiva. Gam ha kozman shakaf tocha kedera lo nasa abosa nevela v'yacha shotziyo akaf yesh shnei tzadim lahate. What's that? One, yesh svarad lo havi akaf oz klirishin, That's the prima gadim, the trumas deshet. Once you pull it out, it's no longer a kli rishon. V'yesh svara de belua lo nasa nevela. Who said all this? Kavosh kasev a trumas deshet simen kuf pe gimel in talk of a kav shtei pamin. V'im kain b'tziruf gam ken a svara den anesa v'chule. Yesh lahach dir behefsin meruba b'tzarech iyon ledina. Wow. 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 Of course, Rabosai. Okay, fine. Now the Trumas Hadeshen was also through in the fact that it's a question of min b'mino. In our case, Rabosai, it's min b'she'en amino. It's not so pushy to be makel in this question. Not only that, by Basa B'cholov, pasha we say chanan, even if it's cold, as we spoke about a long time ago. So, there's more to be said, but again, we're going to leave it alone. I want to go to Sivdala and then finally start the Imam Bekomis, which you had from before in Zayin and Ches. Let's go to Sivdala, which is a very short sinner. Short sif. Im ein akaf ben yomo. You took an ein ben yomo, milchik akaf, and put it in the chicken soup. So you already know the Nibay on your own. Hakadeiro v'atam shil mutarin. By definition, ein ben yomo doesn't answer anything. It's no stand of God. But v'akaf osur. The spoon, of course, is osur, because even though the spoon is... because the spoon was a ben yomo, and now the spoon is absorbing fresh chicken soup, right? So even though the kaf itself was an ena ben yomo, but it, so it has milchika ena ben yomo blia, now it gets fresh fleshik blia. So therefore, you can't use it because it has absorption of bosom, absorption of chol. You can't use this kaf, no way. Lechatchila, that's but the evid. It's a different story. But lechatchila. Beinim basa, beinim cholof, but the even pshita, eno seres came in shlohayis of bas yoma. So this spoon, which was an eidah ben yoma of milchiks, he put into a chicken soup. So the two pshut pashat gedinim. One pashat gedin is the chatchili, you can't use it because it has basa and cholof both absorbed in it. Another pashat gedin is but the even, it won't answer anything because the milk that was in it when it went into the meat was non-existent alakli. It was nosan tam lefgam. That's Siv Dalet. Oh, question. Let's require Hagola. Do you require Hagola? What do you say? Yes, no. Let's take a look. What does it say? Hakdeira v'atav shel mutarin. You do not have to kasha the pot. Why not? The pot absorbed milcha katesta in the binyom. Says the Bar Hetev. Os yud, hachiluk shebin kdeira lekaf. You have to kasha the kaf, but not the kdeira. Isa bebeis Yosef, v'sha kaf bola hacholov b'shas shivcho. This milchika spoon, when it absorbed milk, was delicious fresh milk. Hilchok af agashen nifkam, osa lechatchila kedin kdeira sheina bas yoma. The whole point of hagolah we spoke about it last week. You take it, something which was originally had absorbed nosen tam l'shvach, now it's a day later, you have to wait till it's ena ben yomo, you put it into the boiling water, it comes back. So what came back, we saw last week, it's pogam meikara. That's what Agol achieves. It makes, changes it from meshubach meikara to pogam meikara, even though it goes back and forth according to the Ribal HaTos. It's fine. Mashenke nakdeira lo bolo o tam acholov elo li achar shenifkam, and only absorb the milk after it became pogum. So what are you going to, it's a fleshing apart, what are you going to achieve by kashering it right now, Rabosai? If you don't kasher it, you can continue to use it for fleshings. Why? Because whatever cholov it got in was pogum meikara. You want to kasher it, guess what's going to happen? You'll kasher it, it's going to go into the water, come right back into the pot, vat the pogam meikara. So that you gain nothing by kashering. You gain nothing. that's what we spoke. This is critical chazara for last week. Kashering achieves, since we paskin that it goes into the water and comes right back again, as opposed to those who disagree. So therefore, all it does kashering is if you need any benyomo, we don't agree with the mekilim of benyomo, unless it's shishin. So therefore, what do you achieve? Kashering changes it from meshubach meikara to pogam meikara. But here, in this particular fleshing apart, the milch can taste is pogam meikara. So why bother kashering? You're not going to accomplish anything. That's what's implied over here in the Bar Hetev, here in Sivkoton Yud. Oh. Now we have the second in. B'diyevet eino seres. So the Prisha, Sivkoton Zion, asks, Pshita. Pshita, who needs this din? This din is Poshet. We have a Klal Gadol. The Eina Ben Yomo does not answer. B'diyevet. It's Pshita. It's obvious. The answer is, you might have thought as follows. It's true, it's Eino Ben Yomo from the Cholof. That's what it says. Eino Akaf Ben Yomo from the Cholof. But you might have had a Havamina, Rabosai. When you put it into Basar, now starts a whole new clock. A new Easter begins. You took an Eino Ben Yomo of Cholof, you put it in Basar. So there's some kind of Lechatchila Dikadin of a new Halacha. You might have thought, and therefore you require a new reset. They still have that in the NBA, a 24-second clock? Still exists? So they took it from us. We have a 24-hour clock. They took it from us. No question. We have a 24-hour clock. You have to reset the 24-hour clock. Even though you put in is a Kaf Shel Cholov, which is Eino Ben Yomo, but now it's interacting with meat. Even though its interaction is not going to be the evidence of matter, because it's Pogum, but reset the 24-hour clock, you might have thought, V'horaya, that it accomplishes something, it asks the kaf. So something actually did happen at that point in time. The kaf is not awesome. Kamash Malon, that Easter and the kaf is one thing, but as far as the Basar is concerned, as the Kedera is concerned, it's Poshet that it does not aser, because not a Bas Yomo. And the Tavshel is mutig, it's like a bit of Yevon. I'd kind of appreciate here in Sivkot and Zayin. Okay, Rabosei, this is what I apologize again, because I did not put these on the Maror Mekomos initially, so maybe a little bit hard to follow. Let's not turn to Siv Zayin, for which we should be better prepared, I hope. Sadi Dalet Zayin. As I skip, we're skipping Dalet and Hey, excuse me, Hey and Vav, come back to it after we do Sadi Hey, which is about Nat Barnat. Sadi Dalet Zayin. Bosa, it's not so hard. Bosa roseach shechatocho b'sakin choleves. You had hot meat, and you cut it with a milchik knife. Did it ever happen to you in your house? Never happened? Good. In my house it happened. Okay. Kol achaticho asura. Whoa. The entire piece of meat is awesome. Why? Bosa b'cholev. You took a milchik knife and cut a fleshy piece of meat. It's hot, boiling hot, roseach. Im ein boshishim kineged mokom hasakin shechotach habosar. If it doesn't have 60 times the place of the knife which cut the meat. Avalim ein ben yomo. What happens if the sakin cholevis is ein ben yomo? It wasn't used for milk. In more than 24 hours, oh, emeni yodei eshu ben yomo, because we say stam kalim eino ben yomo, eino oser ela kidei klipa. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Why kidei klipa? Why kidei klipa? It's an eino ben yomo. What's going on over here? Why kidei klipa? We don't really understand this either. Let's take a step back with Rabosai and start with the shach. I guess we see in the Maror Mekomos here the shach. We'll see all the net of the shach. Let's start the first one. The shach of Kod and Chav Zayin. Actually, it's the third one. Chav Zayin. Imein Bashishin. Afa Gabriel Kamon Sim Kufhesiv Dalit. Koswa Tura Machaber. The Imnafal Easter Achaticha Shabikdera. Shuchutz the Rotev. Sagi Benetila. Rabbeinu Shalom. We all know. Dry heat, Kadei Netila. Why is it asking everything? What's going on over here? Says the Shach, Yesh Lomar, to Shani Hacha, the Agav Duchka de Sakina, Mispashet Bekulo. Rabbi says it's one of our first encounters, which we're going to see in Tzadi Vav at length, a concept called Duchka de Sakina. We had it once before. The pressure of a knife achieves more bliya. Okay? This is what he says. V'chein mash v'chilek zeh b'beis Yosef u'v'yisat t'varuch. Odei Shlomer, a second teretz, which seems to be a better teretz. The stam sakin hu balua gamkein mishamnunis shel chema u'chai gavna. The dover shamin. Dover shamin, we know, is mefasha b'kula. It's a gemara we saw in Aftzadi Zayin Amad Aleph. Inami, marisha basa shamin. The meat is fatty. U'v'dover shamin kosvatur ha-mechaber sham sifhei. Shom is Simon Kufay, Sifay. The Oser at Shishim. Wow. Wow. Which means the fat meat makes the, is Mefatim, as the poskim say. It makes the milk blia considered to be fat. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufay, Sifay. Oh. So a whole series of terutzim is found. Afal gadol the kamon reishim and tzadivav imchotach sakin shel iser o shel cholov known and also look at the tila that we say duk de sakina according to the mechaber only goes a kadena tila not pekulo even what we call it's davar charif yeshlama the hasam leka lemeshim churfa that's known there it's only it's cold and it's sharp. Here it's hot. V'yafal gav the yesh poskim ve'viyam ha-mechabasham to churfei the tznon odif miroseach. There are those who claim that the sharpness of a radish or an onion, we call it, is even more powerful than heat. Da'afilu ena sakan ben yomo mashvi le'nos and tam le'shvach. The sharpness renders what was a stale and rejuvenates it. V'komakom le'inyan le'spashet b'kula v'yishal odif. When it comes to it spreading out to beyond the netilah through everything, Bishul achieves it, and Harifus does not achieve it. Adkan, the words of the Holy Shach, here in Simon Sadi Dalet, Siv Koton, Chof, Zayin. Fine? The poskim say that this whole discussion in the Shach is really not so much halacha lemaisa. You know why? We mentioned once before. We are not bucky in what's shomein and what's not shomein. So although, strictly speaking, on the books it says that something which is not shamein only spreads a kadei netil, that's the shach's kasha. How does the shach begin? Afakad ala kamon simil kufay siv dal kosu atur v'mechaba. Tim dafal isa shalachaticha v'shebekteyav shechut zerotiv. Sagi min netil, oh yeah. But that's the mechaba. The Ramoda says, we're not bucky. Everything is becheskel shamein. So the whole discussion over here in Sivkon Chav Zayin has not much of a nafkamina. We paskin everything is we're not bucky. Everything's considered to be shamein. Because even though it's balua bekli, we're not bucky. Balua ba'ochel, the shach says we are bucky. It's what we're bucky and not bucky is it's the poskim talk about this inyan. Fine? Okay. But just, yes?
Sorry, the sarkin the Mechaber talks about, so the shishim that change to be bata, it's negative parasite.
Yes, because we don't know how much it absorbed. Interestingly, though, if you look in the Gra, Kansav Kanchav Beis, he says, Taka not true? The Shach asks, why is it true? He says, Taka not true. The Loka Rabbeinu Baruch in Sefer HaTruma, Shekasav, did die beklipa. And he quotes the Gemara in Schul Nav Chesem at Beis, Sakin Shel Nochim, Kolev, Lechad Lishna, Shun the Beis Hashchit the Roseach. And therefore, it's enough to have Kedek Klipa. True docha b'smak, the sham ainah roseach ki im klipo hasmucha lemakom achitoch beis hashchita. There wasn't really hot, just a beis hashchita, a little part of roseach. But you should be aware of the fact that the sefer truma is a very big pesuk. Is mekel? It's enough to have kedei klipo. I mean, in the tila, as opposed to the shulchan aruch, whose makwa you need to ask is bekula for the three reasons that the shach gave. This is in chof zayin. Continuing the shach in chof ches. Kenegan makom asak and your question. Nimshach l'svara rishona b'shif aleph shehi ikar. The afal gav the cham miktosel cham kulo. Mikomakom loholich b'yosel b'kulo. Doesn't pull it out. Is Yosef says that way, Taras Chata says that way. Lididan not tzorach l'shara k'neged ha'sakin hichlu b'basar abosai. Therefore we pass in the kula, like the first day in Siman Tzadi Dal to basis Ramo, we started today's shir, until we pass in halacha l'maisa against Rabbeinu Peretz. Good. Very good. So far abosai, so good. This case over here, Abosai, is a case of Ein Bo Shishin. Chazir again the Mechab. Bo Sor Oseach Shechot Chub Asak and Cholevis Cholachatich Asur Im Ein Bo Shishin. Can I welcome Asak and Shechotach? And what if it's Yesh Bo Shishin? What if Yesh Bo Shishin? What happens then? So the Bach Paskind, everything's mutter. The Bach Paskind, that if you slice it with a knife, and the meat has 60 times the value of the knife, so everything gets diffused throughout the entire meat, and it's batel b'shishim. So says the Bach. So says the Bach. That's what the Bach says. Now, part of the Bach is quoted in this lengthy Taz that on the Mar Makomus, but I don't know if we have time to read the whole thing. The Taz is in Sivkoton. Oh, I didn't put it on? I didn't put it on because it was too long. Okay. The Taz Sivkoton, Yud Gimel, quotes the Bach that holds that way. And the Bach says it diffuses uniformly. And therefore, if there's 60 times the meat connected the knife, the part of the knife that cuts the meat, we say that everything is batel b'shishim. Which is a little bit implicit in the Mechaber himself. I only asked it if there was no shishim. The Taz says no. You require a klipa, because maybe the klipa a little bit got into the kadei klipa, and the Prima Gadim says you require kadei netila, because the initial small area around the knife, klipa for the Taz and netila for the Prima Gadim, receive a disproportionate share of whatever comes out of that knife. It doesn't say it's diffused uniformly throughout. No. Even if we say that it goes beyond and you need shishim in the entire chaticha, that's as the Shach said in Chav Zayin, because there's a duch of the sakina and the heat and whatever it may be, other means shomein, whatever it may be, but the closer area, just closer in, receives a greater proportion and you have to answer it. The kalipa according to the Taz and the tila according to the Prima God. Fine. Now we turn our attention, Rabosai, to the words of the Shach in Sivkoton Choftes. Remember, the whole Isser is a case where it's a Ben Yomo. What if it's an Eina Ben Yomo? No problem, right? Push up shop, no problem. Yet, you require that klipa. I asked the Kasha before. Why? Because Eina Ben Yomo should be Heter Gomer. The Shach discusses this here in Sivkoton Choftes. Take a look. Why? Here's a beautiful reason why. The typical sakin has some grease caked upon it, and that's why you require a kadei klipa. In other words, Eina Ben Yomo is on what's absorbed in the knife. What's on the knife doesn't apply. It doesn't become pogum after 24 hours. That's what it says. But since it's a small amount, it's enough to have klipa. He quotes the Mechaber Tzadivov, Fil Eina Ben Yomo Mistama V'shamnu Nisu Kora Shalponov, and the Ramos is the same thing in Orachaim Tav Mem Zayin, Stam Sakin Eino Noki. V'nir Ali Desvilo Lis Gdolim, the Shamnunas Shalov Eno Osa Yosef Eklipa came and Shudova Muat, as it says in Perek Ketzat Solon. We know that Ayin Vav Psachim, the Parech the Mandava Tato Gova Socha B'Shemet Shal Truma Amay Sagale Beklipa the Gamelitzer Umishani Shani Sicha the Mashu Bi Alma Avdilu. It's a small amount. A small amount does not go past a Kedei Klipa. It's enough to have a kadei klipa, and that's all. It doesn't go past that. It doesn't go past that. That's what the Bach explains. It doesn't go past the thin peel of a klipa. Doesn't go at all. Or, if you will, if it goes past it, whatever goes past the klipa, by definition, is batel b'shishim. Who says that? The Taz, Sifkat and Yud Gimel. And I'm not reading all the sources inside. The two ways to be matter beyond the Kadei Klipa. Nothing goes past it, the Shach, Bach, or whatever goes past it is batel b'shishim. It's so small. Nafkin mina rabosai. A very, very teeny, teeny, thin slice. But there's no shishim. According to the Taz, it's asur. And according to the Bach, no, it doesn't go past the Kadei Klipa. So there's room to be made. Okay, we're not going into all the Pratim at the present time. Now we have the Rambam. So till now we've been focused on the Mechaber. Now we turn our attention to the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'kolzeh b'bosa roser b'kli rishin. V'yozem ha-sakin ben yomo v'yen shishin b'bosa negad ha-sakin ha-kol osu. V'yaf ha-sakin tzorech ha-golo. Avalim hu kli sheni. Habosa tzorech klipa, again because it's dirty, presumably. Vasakin the itza bekarka to get rid of the junk. V'chein olgin vafilu ein hasakin ben yomo yeshlikla habosa miat mishem shamnu nis hasakin. Okay, very good. As we already saw it in the shach, we worry about the little grease that's caked on the knife. Good. Okay, but klisheni rabosai. So then, nothing happens, and we know that nothing happens in a cliche. We all know that. We all know that. Now, it's interesting. If you look at the Gra, I asked you to see the Gra on these on this Ramah. Some important things in the Gra. The Gra says in Chavov, Habasa Tzarech Rabosai, the meat requires a klisheni klipa, kimosak and shel nachrim. The chom beis hashchita ain o yosef miklisheni elimishum sham nunis. His raya is look chom beis hashchita requires klipa. That's the raya we saw earlier in the shach, and beis hashchita is no more than klisheni. Vasakan itza chav zayin says nasola vodah zara sakan shel goyel shtamish b'ratzonan afagav tetzona ina boleya uvadocha b'masagi says in kchul and kuf zayin sakan requires itza. Now it goes as follows. V'chein le'ika the army b'perek aleph chesem et beis the beis hashchit b'tzonei mikol makom kolef v'shem duch kodes hakina. Even if it's considered to be tzonei, if it's a combination of duch kodes hakina, you require a klipa. Presumably, even if there would be no shamnun is caked on the knife. That's the additional svara which the Gra throws in over here. Some poskim say this belongs really in Sifkat and Chavav. It was misplaced in the Sifkat and Chav Zayin within the Bir Agra. That's what the Bari HaShulchan suggests, that this small amount of heat in combination of Duchat and Sakina requires Klipa. Who said so? The Rashba said so. Let me take a look further. Because of a Rashba, mikomakom tamo mishum debeis hashchit the roseach ktsas mitzuref the tamo the duchah the sakina the shekos of kam klisheni. So klisheni is the same thing, even if it's not full of grease. The heat of klisheni, which is no less than chomeis hashchita, in combination with duchah the sakina, requires a kadei klip. Atkan the words of the Vilna Gaon, whose source is in the Rashba. That's where it comes from. And the Ramah paskins this way as well. You take a look in the Rabbi Kiveger, Tzorach Klipa, Shema Be'en Shalasake, Abel Biodua Shasake Noki, Afe Ben Yomo and Tzorach Klipa. Who said so? Torah Schata Sof Klal Samach Aleph Din Yud Gimel. That's the Ramah who wrote the Sefer Torah Schatos. He's only worried about the Behen. He's not worried about the Balua. It's interesting. If you look at the Lashon of the Ramah, he adds something. He says, Afilena Sakan Ben Yomo, Yesh Liklov Habasar Me'at Mishum Shamnunis Pesakin. Fascinating. If you're only worried about the Shamnunis, it's enough that we call Klipa Me'at. Whatever that means, like a grader, kind of a, it's just rub a little bit. As opposed, if you're worried about the Balua, then you need an honest to goodness Kedai Klipa. The two different levels of Klipa which are required. One Rabosai for the Be'en, that's a minimum, that's what's called Ktsas Klipa, which is greater, as opposed to if a Balua, then you're worried about a full Klipa, which is a little bit more. That's why he changed his Lashon. So Klipa Ma'at, Be'en Ben Yomo. But if it's a Ben, there's only one word about the Ben. Why, Rabosai? He's Mitzarat the Shita of Tosfos. What's Tosfos Shita? Take a look, Rabosai, in the Chesem and Beis. Open your Gemara, Hashochet. Chesem and Beis, Tosfos Hashochet. Hashochet b'saken shel akum rabba makolef. Sorok lahamid b'yodin boshi bas yomo. Di lavochi amai kolef l'rav. Ostam kelem shel akum einam b'nei yomo. Okay, it's one opinion. Skipping a little bit, Rabbi Osei Natosis. He says, last few lines. Afal gav de nosen tam lefkam is mutter. Agav churfa de chiltis mechayalei umashalei leshvach. Vistamayu b'nei yoman inu lavitzorach lo'osotam. So Tosis over here is going back and forth on this issue as to whether we're worried about the belua, even in the name of ben yoma, if it's chorif, whether we're worried about be'en. So there are different opinions over here. And we have to be cognizant of all the various opinions. Tosis seems not to be worried about Shamnunis on the Sakin, either because it's clean, it was wiped off, or it's very, very small, it was pogum after Meis Lies. This is what it seems in one day here in Tosfos. But look in the Gra, again back over here, the Gra in our Simen, in Sivkoton Chof Ches. Sivkoton Chof Ches, the Ramo said, Afilu ein asakin ben yomo yesh liklof abosa ma'at shum shanunis asakin kaniska li'el ubeis ashchit atzonein Elishiroseach Ktsas, Kanal. I feel a Lishna Kama, Kanal. So he doesn't seem to agree with this. That's a question, Rabbi Osai. If you take a look over here, is another Tosfos, Anaf Chesem and Beis. Agav. Take a look here for a second. Agav Duchu de Sakino Bola. Look what it says over here, Rabbi Osai. Look what it says. There's a Blia Agav Duchu de Sakino. And if you bring meat from a Goyish a butcher, you have to do klipa, wherever he cut with his knife. Okay? Why are we makel? The Dominicans to be makel. Dilma beis hashchita dafka sheroseach ktsas mahani duchu desakim. We said it a minute ago. One day in Tosfos, you combine a little bit of heat of beis hashchita roseach with duchu desakim, as opposed to when it's cold. Teida. It says in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, "Snown shechotcho b'sakan shel basar, also la'achlo b'kutach." The agav churfa the snown, polid asakin ubolat snown, ava mishum duchkolo. So the two different lashonos, whether this is in fact true, that is a combination of a little bit of heat with duchko the sakina. Two different opinions over here in Tosfos, Daf Chesem and Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Agav. Okay, that's a question. And There's a whole discussion about this. For those who have the Bali HaShulchan, please open up. I'll show you just a little bit. Those of you who have it, please check up on me. Don't trust me, please. With the Bali HaShulchan, we're going to look in Sifkotten Kuf. Simen Sadi Dalet, Rebbe Osai. Sifkotten Kuf, to be found on page Resh Ayin Vov. Where the Ramah says, the Klisheni, Habasa Tzorach Klipa. Yeah. He says as follows. Hachotech bosa tzonein besakin cholevis. This can happen. You cut a milchiger knife cuts cold meat. Minadin sagi behadocha v'shif shuf heite. Just rub it off. Lava shamnunis. Shnibakolov. U'mikol makom nochon liklof habosa gambazeh. Nochon. Why? The shema duchu de sakina mavliya. Could they clip up? Afbit sonein. We saw, no. Or there's a little bit of heat. And some say it works even bit sonein. It's one day we saw in Daf Chesem at Beis. According to the Rivam, Havitzach Bereb Meir, Hayom Matzach Mitokach Le'achash Anach, even if it's cold. So we should be nochon. Nochon to be choshesh for the opinion of the Rivam found at the beginning of Tosus and Daf Chesem at Beis. Agad, that we just saw. And some say, Rabbi Osai, we follow the second day, if it's a little bit of chol, and ducha de sakina, so meikir adin, it requires a kadei klipa. Fine. That's what is suggested. Then we have over here, klipa. Look over here in Bar HaShulchan, kuf aleph. That the Ramah is clearly making in the klisheni. Rabbi Osai, what is in the klisheni? What did he put in there? Tell me, what did he put in? Come on, guy, what did he put in there? Rabbi Osai is half asleep. What? Look at Luis de Ramon. What's in the klisheni? What is in there? Bosar, what's the problem? Gush. Gush. You have no problem. We raised it 100 times. The Ramon is mekel by Dova Gush against the Marashal. So right away, you got to say that there are those who disagree. Take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Rabbi Osai, here in Tzivkotten Zayin. Take a look, very, very, this is the source, Rabbi. This is really, we've spoken about this thing so many times, we never really read it inside. We're going to see some Chidushim now, in this Nakuda of the famous Marshal, what he said, what he didn't say, what others said. Take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva over here, in Tzivkotten Zayin. Sadi Dalet, Pisrei Tshuva, Tzivkotten Zayin. Yes, on the Mar Makomos. Klisheni. Okay. There are those who hold like the Marshal. The Marshal of Dovah Gush is considered to be a klisheni. Take a look at the Barahet that he tells you. Look in Chav Gimel. Because of a shach, Sivkot and Lamin. That's where you're supposed to see the shach as well. The Zeh Das Harav Atzma, the Maramo. Avodasi Sivhet Tavaruch Marshal Tiba Dovah Gush Gon Bosa V'chayotzi V'osheinu Tzolo Ain chiluk ben klivishin klishen, the famous one. El kolzman she has a lettuce bow, asur. And the Taz says nirali lahachmir, but of a gush hafilu ben klisheni. When is another Taz lahachmir? For here, ducha de sakina. Otherwise, we should make like the Ramah. A pshara in the Taz. If it's just klisheni straight, we make like the Ramah. You throw in ducha de sakina, we should be machmir like the Marshal. Okay, so these are compromised views, Rabbi Osai. So the Pisrei Tshuva Zayin starts off by telling you to look in the Barhetev Chav Gimel. Okay, so we know this. We know this a long time. Some say Ramah is making completely, the Marshal is making completely, and the Taz is a compromise. It's also with a combination of Dukkha and Sakina. Fine. What's the Minig Yisrael? Skip to the end of the Pisrei Tshuva. Skip to the end. V'chein ki balti mimori ha-gon zal, Chassam Sova speaking, referring to Rav Nosson Adler, l'hokel b'dov ha-gush b'es ha-tzorech. V'hinei masha kosov, in that tshuva, d'onu regilim l'hachmi b'kol ha-kelem afilu b'kli shlishi, ha-morim shalom v'nogin kein. We don't pass in that way. Our minig is, we're makel like the Ramah. Our minute is to make like the Ramah. That's it. That's our minute. Again, it's the Chokhmas Adam, who asks, there's only matter hechsed merubah. No. Our minute, our morim, our poskim say, it's permissible, we pass like the Ramah. Fine. Now, if you hold like the opinion of the Marashal Rabosai, we say it's usur. What happens? What came? What happened over here? You have hot meat. Let's chazer again. Look at the Ramah. The basar roseach bekli rishon. It's usur. Aval bekli sheni. Habasar tzarech klipa. Right. The basar requires klipa. Let's go back to the Chasam Sofer in the Pesach Tshuva. Watch this. He has a minute to be machu even klishlishi. Yatzaletus Boaz. He quotes this from the Anai Hefsed Meruba and other Svaros Lahatir. And he says over here, Rabosai, if he can be makel, we try it with even midav gush. Kedai Ramo lismach olav. Here it's not Bishul Gomor, it's only the Rabbanon. And he quotes his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. So I wanted to show you, Rabosai, that the Taz here quotes the Bach. Take a look. Taz quotes the Shver, the Bach. He quotes over here, Rabosai, the Marshal. Maybe you should see the Marshal inside. You think it's worthwhile? Let's look at the Marshal inside. Kacha didi Rashal, Yam Shel Shlomo Perigit Anosha. Simon Memdal. It's quoted halfway down the Taz, a little less than halfway, and Sifkot Yudal. See him speaking his own words. The Lo Shayach Klisheni. The words are critical. Every word is going to count. But pay careful attention. The Lo Shayach Klisheni. Ela B'mayim V'rotev V'chol Davar Atzolo Shemisarev Miyad V'niskara B'mehera Avalo B'chatichas Bosu V'dog V'chol Davar Shugush T'kozman Shiratzoledes Bo Omeid B'chamimuso Umaflit Umavlia Shapir. Those words are very important, we'll see momentarily. Umishamhachi Nira the Dochen Vaorez Gamkein Rice Achashin is Aro Mikdeo the Sochkora. You put it, pour the rice from the pot to the cup, to the plate rather. Kozman Shiatza lettuce bow, Hemke Klirishin. The rice like a Klirishin. Dry, it's not wet. V'nafkamino yinibasa b'cholov. It's going to ask him. Okaf Iser, it's going to ask him. These are the words of the Marshal. Ad kan l'shono. The Ramah quotes the Marshal. V'cholikolov. Because of the nirolei naim. Fakert. Sherotev rosachas machzekas yosechom. Min boss of a dover of. A soup is hotter than meat? Nearly. Shein Rayam is there. The Khan Gorat Fedish Tucha de Sakina. Diamond and Snone. And he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. Yesh Rotzen Lahatir boss of Oseach Shechotchu Besakan Cholevis. Are they Klippa? Chulun Avches Pesach Shchita. Imar Beklirishin. Miu Zeh. Asher Rotzen Lahokal Beklirishin Bechadei Klippa. Can't be. The Bechirishin Sage Beklipa Hech Timsa Ba'olam Lesser Kula Benosin Tam El Apasha De Beklisheni Mari Vafilu Hachi Mach Melasach Shishin Gem Yatsa Lenisbo Vim Lav Kolach Atich Lassur. Fine. Now we finally come to the Bach. Umori V'chomizal. It's the Bach. His father-in-law. Writes in Simon Kufay. The Bechotach Bosa Roseach Besakin Cholevas Beklisheni Yatsa Lenisbo The Hasakin Nesar. The knife becomes treif. A milchik knife becomes treif when it slices hot meat in a klisheni. The habasar maflid bo, because the hot meat puts tam into the knife, even though it's a klisheni because it's gush. Abel ein habasar nesar. It's critical. The meat does not become treif. Why not? Shein koach b'chom the klisheni lahaflid habalua b'sakin ulahavliya b'basar. It's not, we had this phrase many times, this is from the Bach, maflid umavliya ki'echad. It doesn't take out the milk from the knife and put it back into the meat. This is the famous Chavos Das, that according to the Marashal, it's maflit, but not mavashel. And maflit, mavliya kechad, is the equivalent of bishul. Against the Magen Avraham, who quoted the Marashal even Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Taz, well, if you are near it, when he has died, he has to hachmir, mavashish duchah de sakina. Aval ein duchah de sakina, we can be made. So this is very important. We saw a number of things, Rabbi Osai, in by looking more carefully in the situation. Fine. Now, the Marshal said, what did the Marshal say? It's only, we read it before, it's only a klisheni if it what? It gets, you know, it's misarev, it's mixed up immediately. A dove, a gush, Rabbi Osai, holds its heat, Rabbi Osai. It holds its heat. So writes the Marashal, the Svara behind what we call in our language the Chumra of Dovra Gush. That's the language of the Marashal. However, Rabbi Osai, there's an additional Svara. There are two separate and distinct Svaras to be Machmir when it comes to a Dovra Gush. One, let's read it again from the Lashon of the Marashal one more time. Inside, one more time. Again, what did he say? Mayim and Rotev, Chol Dovrat Solo Shemis Arev Miyad, Viniskara Mehera. Whatever's liquid, whatever gets mixed in and becomes cooled off immediately. But not Chatichas, Bosavidak, Chol Dovrat Shugush, Yatsa Letisbo, Omed Bechami Musa, Umaflin Umavli Yashapir. It holds on to its heat and he applies now to a piece of meat, but he applies it to rice as well. Now rice, Rabbi Osai, the Mechilas Kvod rice, is not quite the same as meat. Why not, Rabbi Osai? Why not? Come on, why not? Tell me. It's not rice. Ech merdava gush. Rice will never get into the gush. Rice, it's technically speaking a solid. That's true. But has no power. Dava gush is a... What do they call it, the Gush Etzion? What do they call it, the Etzion what? Block. Meat is a block. I remember rice block. It's a block. It's a bunch of stuff garnished. Yeah. But the Marshal says it doesn't rely on the store of block. He just says only a liquid gets mixed into everything as opposed to rice. Take a look at the beginning of the Taz in Sifkot Yudalit. Okay. He quotes the Isur V'Heter. And he wants to why the Ramah isn't worried about the Yisav Heter in this case. What did he say? Klal HaMadvav Din Zayin. What did he say? Im Chotach Bosa Roseach Sheyatz Letisbo Pesakin Shel Cholov Shu Ben Yomo Mitash Mish Roseach Agav Ducha De Sakina Bolo Bekulo V'Tzorach Shishim Neged Kol Alav V'Lo Domi says the Yisav Heter Likli Sheini. Look what he says now. A different Tzvara. Dibidava Yovesh Leko defanos hamakaros umevashel mia kozman shehas haletis bo v'mein shishim abosar osar afilu ba'ano uvekli shen ikadofne akli shemitzana hosar kol shor afogav de'ein kan gam dofen akli dofne akli rishon shemapsiklo hachamim usman aruch mikomago mivla mia bola. What does he say? A different word, he says. His word is, Rabbi Osai, that the block, he has the block svara. The block, if you have a block of meat, Rabbi Osai, how much of it touches the klisheni? Only the very thin slice in the bottom of the klisheni. So that doesn't impact upon it, doesn't affect it. What do you think the East of Ed would say about rice, wimpy rice? What do you think? What do you think he'd say about rice? He'd be makel by rice. No rice block. Dovah Gush is a block, according to the Svara of the Isa V'Heter. It's a whole different vart, Rabosai. A whole different vart. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Shach, Simen Kuf Hei, Sivkot Mches, on the Makaris. The last marker for this particular Siv. Simen Kuf Hei in the Shach, Sivkot Mches. Kuf Hei, Ches. Okay? Das Marshal, says the Holy Shach. The B'dava Gush, Kochatichas Boser Odag, O Orez Odochan, the Marahim Chaman Akdeira, Yatzoletis Bodino Leolim Kiklirishin. Ain Biyodi Lachwea, I the Shach, I can't pass them between the Ramah and the Ramashal, two Gedolim. But then he quotes the idea of Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Mem, of the Fanas Machamamos, and the Fanas Makaros, and he quotes of the Isa Veheta Oroch, the B'dava Yovesh, Leg of the Fanas and Makaros, Umavash Lonkos Machiatzel, let us bow Ayan Shom. And he quotes the Share Dura, he said the Va'aruch, quotes the Mordechai, a whole bunch of sources, Rabbi Osai. Many, many sources. Okay. Go a little bit further. Miu Vare, the end of Ches, the last three lines. Ba'orez Vidochen. Imutzolul v'nishbach kein rotev. The rice. Come on. It's a sissy, the rice. You just spill out the rice like you spill out soup. Nired yeshlismoch adivrei harav. You follow the Ramah. And he quotes Isa v'heter. Dakim adav yomesh. A black. Lo shayach klisheni. Either Marshal said his word. Maybe he means orez v'dochen she'enem tzlulim. A rice black. Rice block. I guess if it gets, what word should I use? It's stuck. We don't like the rice when it's stuck. We like rice, every little piece should be separate. Uncle Ben's, they advertise, doesn't get stuck. You know, I'm not sure stuck is the right word. But you know what I mean. It's not a block. So the Shach makes a compromise. He's going to be choshesh for the Marshal, but only in the original case of a block, as the Isa Veheta would have it. Not in the case of rice, and even the Marshal, maybe he only meant a block of rice. Okay? Fine. This is Rabosai, concludes Tzadi Dalit, Siv Zayin. Some very important stuff. Issues of whether the Marshal's Chumra applies only to Blia, or even to Blia Plitik, Mafnum of Blia Ket, which is the equivalent of Bishul, which we saw already a long time ago, the Chavaz Das is Mekel among the Romans Machmir. We saw echoes of it over here in Tzadi Dalit Zayin. And more importantly, whether the Marshal's chum applies to rice. The Marshal did apply it. Look at Isa Veheta, get an impression he didn't apply it. And the Shach makes a compromise and suggests even the Marshal has a block of rice, not rice which sort of pours. Adka. Now you have to look at Siv Ches for a moment. Simen Sadi, Dalid Rabosai, Siv Ches. Siv Ches. Sadi, Dalid Rabosai. Sif Ches. Short Sif, fairly short. Im nofa letanur panadish gvina afilu lacha v'chein gvina chama v'karaz basa bas yoma eino oser ele kadei klipa. Very unusual then. What happened? You have a cheese kugel, right? And it falls on an oven, fleshik oven. Hot cheese falls on a fleshik plate. Only asses could they klipa. What kind of din is this? What kind of din is this? What is this? What is this? What kind of din is this? What kind of din, Rabosai, is this? Where did it come from? Says the Shach. Shach is very important. I guess you see the Shach in Reb Kivegin on Sif Ches. See the Shach? It's all Lamed Beis. Im nofal tana panadish, pirish nofal al panadish, chama gvina, afilu lacha, saigele panadish beklipa. V'lo domi le dechamon simil kufes of dalid, the Easter shenofal al heta cham tzorch netila, The endera gvina lekanes kol kachra b'ani yeruchem b'shemri gvinatz b'tzarav natila. A new din, it's a new unique case. Cheese doesn't get in so fast. Naya maisis, cheese doesn't get in so fast. Okay, a new unique din. Lamed gimel v'chein vina achama din zalamed beis Yosef v'din panadish. Usvir lei the davar habalua eino nichlas Yosef b'gvina. Kosav tahainu tamor rabosai. Look carefully. The pekaora leka tamor the ducha the sakina. V'keiva and the ein shamduch wrote the lavliel the haflit. Eino osa Yosef mikadei klipa. V'cheinim ashekosu atosvis v'arosh. Gotta be dogam shol bekara. That's next sugya tomorrow sugya. Pirish olam in atzli. Otzonim bekara rosachas. The ban them on them a logover, tatogover, are the make of the bollock of their boy Klippa, and to see him psachim sa ayinvav, alma, the marik shakora chama, because it compared to panadish, only a Klippa. Okay? That's it. You only need Klippa. Because it's a nudin in certain cases, you don't even need Klippa, you don't even need that. So the question is, what are you bringing from Tosfos in the Rosh? Yeshlom, but the inu lo bo elalomar that filuk shatachton kar. If you hold tatogavar, you need a klipa at least. Ain't a chenami. The tachton is cham. Maybe you require a netila, as you see in simul kufay. So there's no raya. What's going on over here? It brings a rash, but we're not going into the details now. Skipping a little bit. Take a look over here, the last three lines in the Shach. The afal gav the kosa b'simin kufay sivzayin. The kli odif. Listen carefully now, we'll get into our review of our klolim. She'o seres heter shenogea bo b'isur she'no shomein afilu b'lo rotev. Rabosai, we had a klal ein b'lua yotze b'lo rotev. No, that's not completely true. Balua is yotze mikli laochel b'lo rotev. Because the shach, you know why? Yesh lomar. The nei, the odif, the maflet b'lo rotev. You know why? Me'acha she'ein bo plito migufo. Rabosai, metal has no taste. Sure, not. Metal has no taste. So whatever taste is absorbed in the metal will come out to the food without rotev. As opposed to a food that has its own taste. So with that respect, Kli gives more taste out without rotev than a food does from the baluabo. Mikomakom eino polet below rotev rakade klipa. Mikomakom tsarachion. An interesting idea that when something comes out of a kli, it's a plus and a minus. The plus, if it comes out without rotev, the balua comes out. The minus. Only could they klipa. A food, nothing comes out of both sides without rotev, but with rotev it comes out even more than a klipa. An interesting switch, which we find over here in the Shach, the end of Sivkaton, Lamed Gimel. Fine. It's not so simple. Kiveger. Look, Kiveger. Near the Mashakosav Shach Khan, Mikomakom Kli Gora, Haino da Filu Bibalua Shomain, Eina Oser Benogo Raka de Klipa. You know what's going on? Even if it's Shomain, a pot does not give out more than a Kade Klipa, as the Shach suggested in Simon Kufay, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. So yes, the Kasha was a Hiksha, the Hocha Kli Gora, then you Blias Shomain, less comes out of a Kli. Feel the blias kochush kli odif. Why? The old second day klipa, even without rotev. Whereas balua ba'ochel kochush eino yotze klal. This is the switcheroo that the Shach is complaining about. Aval if yidach tzad b'shach simen kufay hanal kun chav gimel. The balua shomein oser b'kulo. Ela de ein omen b'zein on a b'kiyin. Ein kan kusha. Nibalua Shamein Klevi Ochel Shavin. Ulinyan Kubalua Kochush Kliodif. We don't find a case where a Kli is inferior to a machal. I was just making a ha'ara. A ha'ara. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, what happened over here? The Shach understood that meat fell, that milk, what? Nafal etanach panadish gvina afilu lacha. What does that mean? Milk falls directly on meat. That's the Pashup Shat in the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Sifches. Directly. Shach said so, beferish on Lamed Beis. Call on the Pashtida, right? Shenafal al panadish chama gvina. He's bothered by it's different than Kufay Sivdalit. Chazanisha, that's ridiculous. That's not Pshat in the Mechav. He meant it fell on the Tanur. That's all. It fell on a Kli. Didn't fall on a food. It fell on a Kli. It fell on a Kli. And that's how we... And it happens to Paskin. If it falls on a food, we don't pass like the Mechav. It's enough to have Klipa. We pass and it requires a Kedei Netila. Against the Shach. There's a machlokus of which you should be aware. On both sides, with this, we conclude a very brief analysis that we spoke today about four sifim. Sadi Dalit, Sif, Gimel, Dalit, Zayin, and Ches. Aleph and Beis we spoke about Richas the last 2 days. Wednesday was Aleph and Thursday was Beis. Today was Gimel, Dalit, Zayin, and Ches. We're picking up the pace a little bit. Yeah, we've heard famous last words. Tomorrow we go back to discuss a very important sugya, a sugya called Nos in Tam Bar Nos in Tam. There'll be new Maramakomas. So I'm going to give you a few minutes of coming attractions to understand some of the basics. We will get to Iran, tomorrow's Makoros, I hope, where the Iran says that the only time we apply the principle of Nos in Tam Bar Nos in Tam, which is normally referred to as Not Bar Not, the only time we apply it is the case of Hetera. Very, very important to understand this. The case in the Gemara, I have fish, which I cook in a fleshik pot, and then I want to put butter on that fish. We say it's a not barnata hetera, that the meat went into the pot, the meat from the pot went into the fish, it's a not barnat, and it's innocuous, it's hetagomer. Nothing happened over here, zero. Later on, you want to put butter. That's mutter. What will happen if I have a not barnata visura? What does that mean? I didn't cook meat in the pot. I cooked pig in a pot. Pig in a pot. A little alliteration. Pig in a pot. And now I'll say, okay, I'll cook potatoes. So we say it goes from the pig to the pot to the potatoes. It's not barnat. There's the Ron, no way, Jose. If that's the case, why have to have a kasher pot? Gyule Midyan. They've cooked pig. I'm cooking potatoes. Should be a not by not? Yes? Lechatchila versus b'di'evet. On a simple level, although we discuss this here a little differently, on a simple level, when it comes to Yisurim, there's no lechatchila b'di'evet. Either it's us or it's mutter. So the Ron's going to say, we'll see tomorrow, that the whole concept of not by not only applies to hetera. And the lumdus is, it's in the Ran, the words, it's in the Ran, give you a coming attraction. The lumdus is, not by not, what he calls a tam kolush. Who wants to translate the word kolush? Give me a one word translation. Weak, kolush like kolush. A weak taste. A weak taste, Rabosai, is enough to preserve a pre-existing prohibited tam, but is not strong enough to create a nisser. It's strong enough to preserve an issue, not to create it. So pig to pot to potatoes. The potatoes are treif. Not by not the isura, we call it. According to most authorities, it's in the rice. But meat to pot to potatoes. I want to put butter on the potatoes. Hetter gomer. Why? Because the meaty taste in the potatoes is kolosh. And now that I put butter on the potatoes, the meaty taste in the potatoes is not strong enough so that the Easter basa b'chol should be chal on it. Everyone follow me? This is my very, very brief preview to Nat Bar Nat. Nina Tamali, Numar Makomas. We'll start this Sugi B'siyat of the Shmai. Okay. If there are 10 who want to daven, get daven mincha, you want, raise your hand. If there are 10. Did we have, right? Am I correct? Good. Okay. Maybe we'll take a 1 minute break before we have a mincha. See if everyone's running home.